Sid Laporta things.
There we go. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
We have new menu items, new things available on store shelves. Test Gator's interest, Kang. I give my two cents as well. First of its kind, canned chili is coming to shelves, is a must for football season.
Canned chili.
Yep.
Okay.
Hormel.
Yeah.
Now available nationwide, Hormel chili and Omaha steaks. Oh. 100% natural beef chili with beans is ready to be part of your late summer dinner plans and beyond. According to Hormel, the new collaboration is raising the bar for canned chili. However, Omaha Steaks beef is not featured in the chili. Instead, the brand aided in the recipe to develop the shape shape the product's meat presentation, texture, and overall eating experience. Are you going to eat that?
All right, this is tough. Because Hormel has like the market cornered when it comes to canned chili, as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody at some point in their life has had some Hormel canned chili. It's like last resort chili, as far as I'm concerned. Making chili is fun. I enjoy the whole process of making a pot of chili. And I think most guys that like to cook, they feel like they can cook a chili. The thought of getting chili in a can just doesn't, I don't like that thought to begin with. But I was intrigued when you said Omaha Steaks.
Oh, me too, Gator.
Right? Omaha Steaks has the market cornered when it comes to prepackaged, frozen, shipped to your house beef. And I've had it before and it's great.
Doug, take our word on it. Omaha Steaks, they can do a steak.
They know what they're doing. It's good stuff. So I was, okay. Whoa, maybe I'll try this. You know, in a pinch, let's go with it. And it sounds good. But then you had to go ahead and ruin it. And I'm glad you did by saying that, Omaha Steaks is not providing meat. They're merely consulting with the meat consistency.
What is this?
Of the beef that's going to be used in the chili for Hormel.
The meat presentation, the texture, and overall eating experience.
I'm sorry, but Hormel shouldn't need advice from somebody else on how to present their meat. And particularly if they're not even going to provide the meat. Yeah, this is flush. Absolutely no.
Okay.
This is the bait and switch, man.
The total bait and switch.
This is like hiring an overpriced consultant to come in and tell you something, but they're not really providing anything. And so what did I just pay for? With that being said, I do kind of want to try it. Because you're right, though. Nothing beats homemade chili. You're absolutely right. But they got me. I'm not going to lie. I fall for marketing all the time. This is one of those times where I'm going to fall for it again. Even though I know there's no actual Omaha steak in this, we'll see.
I put this in the same category as like SpaghettiOs or ravioli in a can. When I was younger, I loved it. We would go for it all the time. Sometimes I would eat it straight out of the can. Don't even have to heat it up.
Look at you, man.
Yeah, that was a maverick back in the day. But at some point you grow up and you're like, you know what? That's right, I said it.
And you said at some point you grow up.
At some point you grow up. Making your own spaghetti is not that difficult to do, and it's a million times better than SpaghettiOs. Just like the same thing, making your own chili is not that hard to do, and it's actually, it's like you get a to-do list, you grocery
okay,
list.
Okay, dude, we're running out of time. We can talk about this next segment. We move on. No.
Oh, you're a no?
Yeah. Pop-Tarts, they have a collab. Buzz Balls has launched a limited edition line of ready-to-drink cocktails flavored like Pop-Tarts, Frosted S'mores, and Frosted Brown Sugar Cinnamon, targeting nostalgic millennial consumers. The ready-to-drink cocktail flavored alcohol drinks created specifically with the millennial fans in mind taps into the nostalgia of enjoying Pop-Tarts growing up in the 90s. Both flavors contain 15% alcohol by volume. Gator, the Pop-Tarts Buzz Ball. Are you going to drink that?
No, I'm not going to drink that. I make my own cocktails, and I don't need it to be overly sweet.
Yeah, I'm out. This is like asking kids to become alcoholics, yeah. By the way. Have you seen the bottles? It's like, it looks like straight up Pop-Tarts, like a smoothie.
This is for the college crowd. This is not
this
for
is no.
the adult crowd.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it sounds awful. Next up, Gator.
Doesn't sound better than a Frosty.
No, it doesn't. You know the Reese's peanut butter and jelly cups filled with grape and strawberry jellies?
Yes.
Well, here's another collab. Inspired by the jelly-filled peanut butter cups, General Mills is dropping a new limited edition Reese's Puffs PB&J cereal. The crunchy corn puff cereal combines the candy signature peanut butter and chocolate flavors with a new strawberry jelly twist. And early taste testers are loving it. Gator, are you going
to
eat that?
I got to try it. I'm not likely to really enjoy it. And I doubt I'd buy it. It'd be a repurchase, but I got to try it. I mean, I think about Captain Crunch. Used to have the peanut butter Captain Crunch, and that's what I'm thinking of. It's got those kind of vibes, and that was delicious, but yeah, I'll try it.
Okay. Can you?
I'm gonna try it, man. I like peanut butter and jelly. I'm with you, Gator.
Yeah, I can't do candy for breakfast, and that's what it sounds like for me. A post
what
on
if it had
Facebook.
More protein.
Oh,
and then we'll talk. TX.
It's got peanut butter.
Frugal Finds on Facebook posted a picture: limited edition Dunkin' scented Febreze air spray spotted at Walmart. We've got cinnamon roll. We've got vanilla latte. And we got strawberry frosted donut. Febreze Dunkin' scented air spray. Gator, are you going to use that?
Yeah. I love scents. I mean, I buy candles, scented candles all the time. I love them. The only problem, I wouldn't buy all of these because I don't want my house smelling like it's something that I have to, like, where's the food? I want to eat it. And it just, it just sets you off in the wrong direction. But, yeah, I would absolutely consider this. I can't wait to go to a store and spray it and check it out.
Can you?
Yeah, I would try it. Anything smells better than farts and poop.
Well, if that's the bar, then yeah, I'll try it. If that's not the bar, I have other scents that I prefer.
What? So. You don't want donuts in the bathroom?
No.
Come on, man.
Cinnamon and vanilla are pretty good scents to have. It's that one that's like the glazed donut that you're like, all right, because now I'm going to be hunting the house to find my Krispy Kremes.
And finally, thanks to Officer Matt, we have an in-studio taste test.
Oh, thank God it's Officer Matt and Matt Doug.
It's courtesy of Oreo, the apple pie a la mode Oreo cookie. Gator, we've got a couple of these here. I want you to grab some. I will take one. Paul, take the whole thing back there for you and Kang to try.
Don't get excited, Paul.
The Oreo apple pie a la mode. Gator, give it a shot. Tell me what you think. He's taking a bite. This is a white cookie, like the golden Oreo.
Smell it first, Gator?
Oh, I'm fine.
Smells
And what do you think?
Apple-y.
I think Paul's going to have to bring those back.
Oh! So Gator's a yes. Kang, you?
Oh, my God. This is so good.
Where's the a la mode part, though?
I don't care. It tastes like apple, though.
It does. It tastes a lot like apple. It tastes like a more firm Fig Newton.
And I love the...
more firm Fig Newton.
Am I right? No, you're right. Without the grittiness of the Fig Newton? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Very apple.
It's a golden Oreo, too. I like the golden Oreo better than regular Oreo. Yeah.
Okay.
You ate one, too, so what do you think?
That is effing fantastic. I can't believe how good that is.
It's so good.
Yep. So three thumbs up on the gold. Thank you, Officer Matt.
All right, Paul, you can bring him back.
There you go. Another edition. Are you going to eat that? We have some injury news out of Lions camp to a starter. We'll get to that in 5 minutes on Carson Anderson on 97.1.